Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Tyler Emerson is back in jail. After a brief court hearing earlier yesterday afternoon, Emerson's probation was revoked and he was ordered remanded by 4:30 yesterday. The 21-year-old Juneau man was pulled over last June speeding down North Douglas Highway with two passengers in his vehicle. The three beers that he said he had had that night, plus a tequila bottle and alcohol flask that were found in his vehicle, were potential probation violations. He was previously convicted for the alcohol-related vehicle death of Taylor White. At the very start of yesterday's hearing, Emerson told Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg that he did not intend to contest the allegations.
With all of those things in mind, is it still your decision to admit to these violations?
It is.
Emerson declined to talk to the media after the hearing. Taylor White was a passenger in Emerson's vehicle during an accident 3 years ago at 37 Mile Glacier Highway that also involved alcohol. After his most recent arrest in June, Emerson has spent the summer in the third-party custody of his father, a commercial fisherman. Disposition or a hearing to determine how long Emerson will remain in prison is scheduled for Halloween. Prosecutors could ask that Emerson serve out the remaining 5 years of his suspended sentence, but District Attorney Dave Brower says talks are already underway for a negotiated sentence. State biologists tranquilized and relocated a black bear that was caught going through trash in the Mendenhall Valley on Tuesday night. Department of Fish and Game's Ryan Scott says they were already in the neighborhood talking to residents about garbage, food, and bear activity. He says they observed the bear getting into garbage cans and also an abandoned van in the vicinity of Valley Boulevard. The vehicle evidently was being used to store household garbage. He says there's a difference between this bear and the bear that was put down after it was captured in the downtown area last week. Tuesday's bear, a female about 300 pounds, had been studied, collared, and tagged, and even relocated 6 years ago.
Based on the time frame that we know about her, the one last week, we had captured it and moved it, and 2 months later it was back at the same spot. This one, we really didn't have any, she, you know, wasn't known to us in the area, causing concern or issues for several years.
Scott says they darted the bear Tuesday night. She was relocated to an undisclosed location in Juneau. He says they'll still trying to work out arrangements for removal of the van or the trash in the van with a Juneau Police Department. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some breezy conditions for most of the day today. Some showers, high about 49 degrees, and the forecast for tomorrow calls for more showers and some cloudy skies and some showers likely for most of this weekend. Temperatures between 40 and 52 degrees.